Ellie, good morning.
Good morning.
So to start off with, how much has the way in which we do consume media and news changed in the last decade or so?
Well, look, I'm actually not sure that it's changed that much. Obviously, we do, as you said, consume more of our news through social media than we have. And in America, for instance, about 4 out of 10 Americans get their news through Facebook. However, I think that, that these claims that we're becoming more polarized because of the internet are in some ways true, but also in some ways false, in that I suspect that our tendencies towards polarization were always there. It's just that the internet has, I suppose, sped up and exacerbated our desire to hear what we want to hear.
So as you mentioned there, a really large amount of people are now getting their news through Facebook and social media. Has that affected the way in which we, I guess, receive our news?
Well, look, I've recently read an article which was published in the American Journal of Political Science. And in that article, it claims that because we are consuming more of our news through the internet and it uses data sets, which have those that have very high-speed broadband, which those that don't, as well as data sets around political opinions and hostility towards opposing viewpoints, brings these two data sets together and says that, well, we can prove definitively that the internet is making us more polarized. However, if you look deeper into their data set, it's actually data from 2004 to 2008. And in 2004, Facebook was still called the Facebook. there were none of those little buttons on news articles that you click on, which automatically sends the news to your Facebook feed at that time. So news was not really a feature of Facebook during the time of when this data was collected. What that says to me is that, yes, people who were, basically reading more news because they had greater access to information were possibly becoming more polarized, but it wasn't necessarily social media that was doing that. It was that people had greater ability to search out things because they were either you had to find your news through a search engine or actually go to the online news site that you were looking for. So there's a difference between looking for things and the way that we now encounter news through social media, which is through algorithms. And those algorithms are essentially software that when we like something or share something or comment on something, it remembers that. The machine remembers that. And it, therefore, when something else similar to what we've just read comes up, it'll send us that. So we get more and more of what we already know and see. So I think I actually think that what's really occurring is that Facebook is extremely clever company that has realized that our inherent groupishness and our desire to just have our own opinions reinforced is an excellent business model. no wonder they have been so successful. So I'm not really blaming Facebook, although I think that there are certainly issues around what it means when algorithms start to present news to us. I think that propensity, I suppose, has always been there.
So taking a look over to the US at the moment, the presidential debate did happen last night. We've seen huge divides between the left and right. They're just absolutely getting deeper and deeper. And in Australia, I guess you could say we're lucky to be a little bit more centrist, but we do see an increase in outliers like One Nation and Nick Xenophon, and I suppose on the other end of the scale, the Greens. You've argued that this is because of innate biases that already existed before social media even came along. Could you elaborate on that one a little bit?
Yes. It's interesting the way that you've put it because you're saying One Nation and the Greens, and the research shows that it is both into the spectrum. And in America, I'm probably left-leaning myself, but the American data sets say that, in fact, it's the Democrats who are more likely to reject the opinions of Republicans than the other way around. So it is both sides, and I think that's a really important thing to differentiate. It's not one side or the other. The other, I mean, for me, part of my interest in this is I read a study which said that there's a growing rate of people who will not accept their son or daughter marrying someone who supports the opposing party. And I find that really interesting because I actually married someone who votes the opposite of me. but yeah, I think that I do think that we are becoming more polarized. And what concerns me the most when it comes to Facebook and social media and the algorithms and the like is that Facebook doesn't take any responsibility for that. I'm not saying it should, but I think we need to look at why it says it doesn't have responsibility. That's because it says it's basically a platform. It's not a news outlet. So news ethics don't apply to it. That's what Facebook claims. But a lot of the information that will come through Facebook, and I think, the more you click on things you like, the more you get things that you like, and some of those things are false. They're essentially clickbait, and not all of it based on reality. So, and because Facebook is shirking its ethical responsibility and saying we don't make the news, it's not our fault. That kind of material is getting circulation without the kind of editorial control that you have in traditional media news outlets.
So I suppose if we want a more rounded idea of the world around us, is the answer, I guess, befriending more people who, irritate us or engage with the more mainstream news or disagree with us on fundamental topics, I guess, is what's the answer with that one?
I can't say because algorithms change so much. I mean, I don't even think the software companies that are making them are able to really keep a handle on the next version that comes out and all the history of that and what it's actually doing to us. And we need to acknowledge that these algorithms are made by people and that people are flawed, and there's no mathematical kind of answer to it necessarily, or ability to even test it or understand it. And I think a lot of us think, oh well, I'll put my my extremist uncle on my Facebook. So that
we've all got one.
Yeah, we've all got one. So that he gets to see my viewpoints and I get to see his viewpoints and the like. But it's possible that algorithm is ensuring that his viewpoints aren't really coming into my newsfeed, or he's not seeing mine. So I have a lot of friends who are very, very political on their Facebook because they think that they're having some effect on the world, but it's entirely possible that they're not. That they're really just preaching to the converted.
Yeah.
So I don't think that, necessarily adding people who see things differently will resolve it. It might. I really have no idea. May as well try. But I think all of us kind of, just going back and standing in our corners and fighting for the way we see the world is certainly not helping things either. I would like to see some social media companies come up with algorithms that just at least give us more control so that we know we get to choose and we get to consciously choose about what biases are in the news that's coming to us. I don't know how they would do that. I actually got after I put out the article in The Conversation yesterday, I got a tweet from a social media company that's trying to do just that. And I also read an article yesterday. The MIT in the US has developed algorithms for journalists that enable them to, understand biases better. So I think that, for me, the answer is not necessarily that we need to return to some kind of nostalgic idea of media where there's a limited number of outlets, therefore we have no choice but to watch diverse opinions because we've got nothing else to see. I think really we need to be in control of the technologies that are designed to kind of work in with our world.
I think that is an absolutely brilliant note to leave it off on there. Ellie, thank you so much for joining us on The Daily.
It's been a pleasure. Bye.
Bye.